Shalom, אנחנו בפרשת
השבוע. Hello, we're in the weekly portion, the portion of Nassau to carrying. Hello everyone. Hello Ruri Shibtai. Hello Gilad. Parashat, the portion of Nassau carrying is loaded with many details that are very interesting. Let's see the synopsis of the portion and then go deeper. Well, in the portion of Nassau, the preparations for the peoples of Israel leaving Mount Sinai to the journey towards the land of Israel continue. Everything is concentrated around the tabernacle, the portable temple of the people of Israel. The census in the tribe of Levi continues. It describes a division of roles between the families of Levi, Gehat, Kehat, Gershon, and Merari. The Creator commands to send out of the camp the impure people as a preparation for the inauguration of the tabernacle. Later on, it talks about different incidents in which the people need the help of the priests and the tabernacle. Incidents related to negative things, like the guilt of robbing. A person who swears in the name of the Creator for a lie has to make a sacrifice. The portion of Sota, faithless, a woman suspected of adultery, is brought to the priests. Also, incidents related to positive things. The portion of the Menk, the detailing of the rules that a person has to take upon himself if he pledges to become a monk. Later he talks about the blessing of the priests, the blessing with which the priests bless the nation, the people. And at the end of the portion, the gifts of the presidents, the leaders, a great festival celebration for the inauguration of the tabernacle. The preparations have ended, and in the next portion, they leave towards the land of Israel. Rav Lightman, this is the last moment before coming out of the journey. What does it mean? It means that now a person has received forces, desires, and the knowledge, the first knowledge about how to go out to war with his own egoistical nature. And from Egypt, in which his desire existed before, to reach a state where they are called the land of Israel. From one extreme to the other, this transition process is called the desert. In the beginning of the desert, he receives the Torah, and he realizes it partially in the process. What does it mean in the process? He goes through the desert. That means that he corrects himself to become qualified, ready for working with his desires, which is called the land of Israel, where all of his desires, from the egoistical ones called Egypt, he now elevates them to the degree of the desert. He neutralizes them from the ego each time more and more and more. And the work is very hard because each who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. He has to each time cope with greater desires, with all kinds of obstacles that are greater. And this is how he advances. And along the way, certainly he has many problems. So he has to come out to a journey while accepting several conditions. That he knows that if he's going to receive for himself to be an egoist, then he's not going to reach the connection with the others. He's not going to reach being a part of the people of Israel. Then this person is simply not part of the collective. This is called, let's say, sota, faithless, deviates, meaning the will to receive that received for itself instead of being in order to bestow. This is one the woman who deviates. Let's move on. A thief, a robber, and so on. Meaning, there is here, well, not yet, but later there will be the detailing of the laws. Each time we see in every portion, there are parts that as if repeat. And again, the Creator comes back and tells the people of Israel, you need to do this and that, as he said to them, as if several portions before. So why again? It's not that way. It only sounds to us as if it's the same. But at every degree, as they advance from Egypt towards the land of Israel, each time these are different degrees of the desire. More, greater and greater, more worse, harder for correction. Therefore, it's not a repetition. You see a new world, like on a daily basis. What changes from one day to the next? It changes because you are also renewed. You've changed. And therefore, this is how we see this portion, which is how do we go through the desert under the necessary conditions right now, that each time there will be some additions to them. So first of all, the main thing is the tabernacle, because there is the command, let's say, the central command, where a person builds the blessing of the nation, of the world, of himself, of the whole, of the Creator. He focuses everything into a single point. On the side of the Creator, there is none else besides him, and he operates on all of reality. On the sides of the person, he has to feel himself as being included in that point. On behalf of the whole humanity and in general, whole of reality, everything is also there. If a person concentrates all of these things together, then immediately his ego grows. It opens up a little bit more. This is called, he took a step in the desert, and immediately he feels himself as falling from that unity. And immediately again he has to renew it. And here comes the Torah, meaning he needs the light that would bring him that force of connection, of unity. And this is how he advances, meaning all of our advancement is in the fact that each time greater separations, greater distancing is revealed. This is my desire as a thief, and this is as a robber, and this is a faithless or one who deviates, and another type of criminal. And each time after I discover that, I have to correct it, until we correct all of the desires, and we reach the land of Israel. This is the process. Now, all of the laws are actually focused on two. One, working in order to bestow, and one, working against the will to receive. So I have, first of all, a prohibition. If I want to connect to spirituality on working with my ego, I have to rise above it and unite with everyone. So the first condition is, if you truly want to come out of Egypt and advance towards the land of Israel, is the process that we have to go through in the unity between us. This is the entire state of Mount Sinai, to be as one man in one heart, to take on the law of Arvut, take Arvut upon themselves, and so on. That's, for the meanwhile, rising above the ego towards the connection. And later, the entire process that is revealed time after time that throughout the 40 years in the desert. If so, let's go deeper into that process in our next phase of questions and answers. So what's very interesting in this portion that we haven't touched upon so far, maybe we should go deeper into that, is the story of the monk. We know that being a monk is something that's not very favorable. It's actually even forbidden, and it's as if sounds good. You don't engage in certain things. You only engage in something specific that you can, want to, and you take care of it, etc. So what's bad about being a monk? Yes, but if you consider that all of his purpose is to correct the world in the kingship of the Creator, Malchut Shaddai, in such a desire, then there are two things here, not a half, that I correct myself from the egoistical degree to the point where I don't use my desire. I don't use my ego. Not using my ego means not to bring harm to others. Don't do to your friend what is hated by you. All right. I reached that. Now, is that enough? Beyond that, there's a degree of love thy friend as thyself. Two phases, two stages. From Malchut, we reach the degree of Binah. This is called Tshuva Mi'irah, repentance from fear. Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. Don't do to your friend what is hated upon you, like Hillel said. And by that, we reach the degree of Binah. This is repentance from fear. What else? By that, we only keep a part of the 613 commandments. Only 248 desires of the organs of the desires that we correct in order to not harm the others. Later we have another 365 commandments, meaning desires, with which I can bring good to the others. But that not yet. We haven't reached that yet. So a monk does not draw for himself, does not use his will to receive in a beneficial manner. So it turns out that by that his work is incomplete. But that too is needed, that too is necessary. Therefore, he has to bring a sacrifice, to offer a sacrifice. One who does not engage in the other works has to bring a sacrifice, an offering. So how is he going to draw closer to the Creator if he doesn't perform all the actions? Because receiving in order to bestow, which is called receiving the light of Chochmah, which corresponds against the grapes and the wine, it's this symbol. It's as if he's stopping himself from reaching the general complete correction. This is why he's called Nazir, monk, because he's coming out of the collective. But those things also must be in the general corrected collective kli. So there's room for it, but with limitations, only on the condition that he brings an offering, etc. We see that the family of Levi, within the family of Levi, there is this additional division, the families of Levi, Kehat, Gershon, Merari. Who are these additional families within Levi? No, these are not additional families. Within the Levi tribe, there are three roles. Because the Levites are divided in such a way that's right, left, and the middle. Each part or each organ, let's say, in the soul, in the corrected, every corrected organ includes within it the three lines. Therefore, the Levites as well are divided into three lines. And all the other tribes are not corrected, so they're not... No, they are divided as well, but only in the other degrees. You have Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. In each one, there's three, right? Three levels. In each one, you have four parts. Three times four is 12, the 12 tribes. So Yud, K, Vav, K you have, and each one has three lines. So you have 12... all in all, tribes. Now, each tribe, well, there's a level where at which they are, all the different tribes. These levels of Yud, K, Vav, K, where they are, also in the Torah, it is brought as if in which direction of the world, which of the four directions, south, north, east, west, they are, and so on. So, of course, Kehat are the ones who take care of the Holy of Holies, of the Tabernacle. There's another small topic we didn't touch upon. Maybe I'll read a quotation from the Book of Zohar, then we'll ask about that. The blessing of the Kohani, the blessing of the priests. It's when a blessing leaves the mouth of the Kohen, 60 letters in the blessing of the Kohanim, of the priests, come out and fly in the firmament, and they appoint 60 ministers on each letter, and they all thank for all the blessings. There are 60 letters in a blessing because Israel are 600,000 always in the world, and each one of the letters in the blessing is 10,000. Therefore, they correspond to 600,000 of Israel. Well, this comes to us from the structure of this system that corrects us, manages us. From there comes our management and providence over us, which is called Zeir Anpin. Zeir Anpin is a small face in Aramaic. Why small face? Because normally this is how it operates on us, in order to sustain us, to keep us, let's say, in standby, in a waiting state. From above, you're given life, vitality. And if you also want to merit the life that is above, then you have to scrutinize, to raise man, a request, and then you receive from above an addition. And then this Zeir Anpin, instead of Zeir Anpin, a small face, becomes great Arich Anpin, a long face, a big face. And this is in the Torah It's written in the Torah, the Lord will rise and your enemies will scatter, meaning that the Creator rises, the Creator, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that Zeranpin, that same Partsuf that shines upon us. We don't know who is the upper emanator. He's detached from us completely, only he operates on us through a system called Zeranpin. That is why this is how it is. Now, this Zeran Pin is divided into six parts. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hon, Yesod. Six Sfirot. If we connect to that Zeran Pin, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the state where he is, in the state of Katnut, smallness. Now, what is the Creator in the state of Katnut? Those words seem like something in its opposition, contradicting in terms. What does it mean? That we connect to him in a state where, to us, he seems small. And then we begin to work on that, that we nonetheless connect to him even in a state where he appears small, because these are our desires that are concealing him from us. Then by that we make him start rising in our eyes, and then Zeranpin rises to the degree of Arichanpin of Atzilut. And instead of six, he comes 6 times 10 in each one of his sefirot, these are 60, and he rises through Yeshut, Abba Ve'ima, to the Partsuf of Arich Anpin, and then he receives a magnitude, an intensity of 10,000. So 60 plus another 10,000, times 10,000. This is called the count of Israel, that if those who are in the direction of Yashar Kel, directly to the Creator, they reach an intensity of 600,000. They reach the Rosh of Arich Anpin. That is the end of the correction. What does it mean that the priests give that blessing? What is to give a blessing, to make a blessing? This is from above, that they bring the light, that they connect their, they are like the adapters or the conductors that bring the light from above to Israel below. There is a particular order in the diminution of the lights from above, that they can't reach us directly. Like here, like you can't have, you always have to have some sort of the right communication, the right connection and equivalence between the kli that you use, the instrument or tool that you use, and something that you work with. Therefore, the upper light has to go through this system of diminution, and the priests that fill the great, that clove the light of Chokhmah with the light of Chassadim, they pass it on below in such a way that we can use it. The priests are inside of us. It's not some people standing there separate from us. Everything talks about what's inside the man. Where inside each person there are these qualities. So with respect to all of my desires, I have to assemble a system. It's in me, but I have to discover it, which is the system for which the upper light will fill me up. And the name of the Lord will be upon you. We hear in the Torah many times that the Creator commands. What does it mean that the Creator commands? If it's a quality within me, that the same form of Zeranpin that is revealed to you, the same form of the upper one that is revealed to you, that revelation is actually a commandment, that you see that this is how it is. It cannot be any other way. You can't do anything else. It's like in nature, you discover something. You discover this is hot, it's burning, it's a fire. This is a commandment not to touch that. And when he commands us, for example, to bring out of the camp the impure people, what does that mean? Out of the camp, meaning outside of the connection among everyone. If you come there, let's say there is all of humanity, 7 billion people. With what desires can I come to them, and with which ones can I not? Certainly, with my egoistic desires, I cannot come to them and connect and serve and bestow upon them. This is called to bring out of the camp. These are the impure ones. Those desires are the impure ones. This is how they are called. Only in the Torah, it speaks as if about people. But it only speaks of our inner qualities and desires. And similar, when a person swears in the name of the commandment, in the name of the Lord, what does it mean that he swears, that he makes an oath? It means that he doesn't see, he cannot criticize, and then he goes for things in which he errs. He cannot criticize himself. Yes. Earlier you spoke about a woman who deviates, who is faithless, and I want to read the part of the Zohar that talks about it. You describe it as an uncorrected will to receive that you cannot work with. So the first quotation from about Sota, one who deviates. Why should he bring his wife to the priest and not to the judge? because the Kohen is the best man of the Matronita, the lady, who corrects Malchut for a Zivug with Zeranpin. Therefore, the correction of the flow of the Sota, of the one who deviates, belongs to him, who comes all the way to Malchut. Only the priest is qualified for that, because he's the best man of the Matronita, the lady, and all the women of the world are blessed by the Assembly of Israel. And the priest stands ready to correct the words of the Matronita, of Malchut, and to look into all that she needs. Because of that, only the priest is qualified for that, and none other. Meaning qualified to discover and to correct this flaw. Sota, one who deviates, is the will to receive that is still in the state of receiving for itself. Certainly in such a way it is unworthy, not qualified to be used. This desire must be corrected. And the priest is the great force in the world, in a person, the high force that is able to sort out and correct. The sorting is out is actually the correction, because the moment that I see that something is harmful, I no longer use it. My defensive force is enough for me not to use it. But there's something here where it's not just some woman, it's a woman who was married, a woman who deviates in terms of her desire. This is a desire that was already in marriage, was sanctified, and then it deviates. Yes. But then comes an additional desire where it cannot keep its promise to be in order to bestow, to do good for the others, rather it wants for itself. So how can you check if it's this way or not? You need the priest, the light that you attain in your kli, that would influence, would bestow upon that desire, and then you see if you can actually realize it or not. Everything is inner work. There's nothing here that is outside of the person. There's again this sensation of some sort of bias between the women and the men. Oh, that's where you're going? Yes, there's this sense of discrimination. A woman has to come before the great priest, but the man doesn't. Why is that? A man is called the force of the masach in order to bestow. If the force of the screen, it too can be a transgressor, how to explain it? A woman corresponds to the will to receive. And a man is the screen, the force of overcoming. Gever, from the word hitgabrut, overcoming. You can use the will to receive in order to receive or in order to bestow. With the screen, you cannot use it in order to receive. It can either be there or not be there. Therefore, there are laws for a man that are as if simpler, or let's say more liberal than for a woman, because a woman can be twisted, manipulated to use something for the bad. For a man, you cannot twist him to use for the bad. Rather, he simply is not there. He's dead. He disappears, but doesn't use the evil. So, in terms of discrimination, those are again my desires. So again, the man and woman are my desires. Yes, it's all within the man. Oh, now I'm calmed down, so I'm going to have peace with my wife at home. It's a good time to move on to the concepts. Well, at the phase of the concepts, we briefly define the central terms in this portion. And the first concept is impure. Impure is the will to receive that already has to be in its degree. We always speak about a particular degree. It's like with a child. What for a small one is fine, for an older one is not okay. Here too, at each degree, impure, pure, etc., we see that it keeps repeating in the story, but those stories, well, are about demands, but that each time are in new degrees, because all of the portions are actually an advancement, a progression from the degree of Malchut to the degree of the Bina, in the correction of our will to receive, until we come to the land of Israel, to using them in order to bestow, for the benefit of the others, for love of the others. So it turns out that impure is called the will to receive, that is in order to receive, in the intention to receive, it has to be corrected, but it can be corrected. There are such that you cannot correct. But we usually correct, its correction is called kashrut, kosherness. It becomes kosher or okay to be used. And The correction is through all kinds of laws, corresponding to the laws that we have. Ah, with fire, with water, this is how we correct. What is robbery? Well, you tell me. Robbery to me sounds like theft, if I steal something. So, if I now have to explain it, it seems hard for me, because it's the same will to receive. Yes, there is nothing more. All the matter is the will to receive. All of the matter is a desire, how to fill up myself. If I rob, meaning what already should come to the Creator or to others, depends on what degree can we speak of. There is me, there is everyone, let's say all of humanity, the others, and then there's the Creator. Those three levels. Therefore, from love of the others to love of the Creator. Those three degrees, three levels. So I can be a robber towards the society and also towards with respect to the Creator. So what they deserve, what they should get, that I have to correct my desire and serve the society, the others, or the Creator through that. There's no other way except through them. I'm not in that already. And according to all the conditions, I can correct it. And I deserve it, and I should do it, and I don't do it. Therefore, I'm called a robber. What is a monk? A monk is one who settles for a limited correction. And for this, he has to bring a sacrifice, an offering. Meaning, a completion. Where instead of those corrections that he's doing or with receiving in order to bestow, he needs to work at his degree. And also, we're going to learn about the se'arot, the hair, all of those marks, indications of being a monk, that he has to cut off his hair. Yes, se'ar, so'er, stormy. Where does it come from? The higher Rosh of Arichanpin. Yes. We hear the word movable, portable. The tabernacle has to be movable, portable. Yes, it has to be portable because you need to keep rising in your degrees. When you reach the degree of Bina, you acquire the quality of bestowal fully, completely. Then that's it. You enter the desire called the land of Israel, and then you can establish the temple. But even then, you still have several stages in the tabernacle, but it's as if a permanent state. Whereas here, constantly you advance, therefore your entire structure keeps changing. And so you reach the construction of the tabernacle. But if you're talking about the process, then the process is not that you keep moving. No, you raise yourself from the coarseness of youth of Shoresh to Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, in the degrees of the desert, in the elevation, rising of Malchut to Bina, and then at each state, you only change the tabernacle. Therefore, you have the count, the sfira, the census, you have the tabernacle. These are the four main times. Rav Lightman, please, a quick summary of our portion with a few words, if you can. It speaks of the first time, the beginning of the journey. How, in what do you have to supply yourself with in order to come out to the desert, where all of the desires that you had once in Egypt, in order to receive, you made an effort to rise above them and not to use them. This is called that you escaped Egypt. You now get the lighter reforms, and you start reviving those desires back from it that you had in Egypt, and to bring them to the degree of the desert. Later, from the degree of the desert, through the same force of the Torah, you're going to shift them, transform them to the degree of Israel. So there are three parts: Egypt, the desert, and Israel that we have to go through. So we'll continue that in the next portion. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Uri Shabtai. Shabbat Shalom.